Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the call. I'm Bill Hayes, HR Operations Manager, based in New York, and we're here today to discuss our training initiatives.
Good morning, Bill. Hello, everyone. This is Katie Dawson. I'm an HR analyst based in Texas. I'm speaking for my local manager who's on leave.
Good morning. This is Chris Hayek. I'm speaking on behalf of the Denver HR team because we're having issues with our conference call software. We're all listening.
Great. Now that everyone's here, we might as well get started. So, we're here to talk about corporate training and to brainstorm a little bit about what we can do moving forward.
Can I begin? We've been working on that for a few weeks, and we'd like to share.
Let's hear it.
We've been investing heavily in technical training. We're not only working on tasks and operational aspects, but also on health and safety. That has been our main focus lately because it provides a consistent ROI.
That's true. And it's also our regular guideline for training processes. Chris, what about your people? Have you been working on something else?
We have, Bill. We're going another way, though. We are still investing time and manpower on technical training, but we've been exploring other forms of training.
Like what?
We did some research, and we came to the conclusion that training soft skills is a rising trend in HR management. We've been dedicating some time to that.
What kind of skills are we talking about?
Well, soft skills, you know. We're thinking of negotiation skills, team building, leadership development. What do you make of that, Bill?
It sounds like a good idea on paper, but can we afford the time to do that?
Well, the ROI is not as obvious as with technical training, but we feel like it's been improving morale in our office, and it helps us unlock potential.
But how can we measure if that's an efficient process? We can see direct results from technical training. Soft skills have a much more indirect impact on performance.
True. So maybe we could work on an objective way to measure that improvement. Do you have any ideas?
Maybe we could work on a career tracking system.
That's interesting. How would that work?
If the soft skills training process is really having its intended effect, then we should see much more mobility and career progress over time. Katie, what do you think of that?
I like it. I have to admit, we're very focused on numbers here in the Texas office. So this kind of training is not something we do very often, but this could certainly work.
So maybe we can collaborate on a leadership program and figure out a way to measure its efficiency and effectiveness.
Sounds great. Shoot me an email later and we'll get the ball rolling.
That's excellent. Thank you all. Please keep me posted about whatever you come up with. I'm looking forward to hearing from both of you.
Thanks, Bill. I'll keep you in the loop.
Thanks. We'll get on it straight away.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the call. I'm Bill Hayes, HR Operations Manager, based in New York. And we're here today to discuss our training initiatives.
Good morning, Bill. Hello, everyone. This is Katie Dawson. I'm an HR analyst based in Texas. I'm speaking for my local manager who's on leave.
Good morning. This is Chris Hayek. I'm speaking on behalf of the Denver HR team because we're having issues with our conference call software. We're all listening.
Great. Now that everyone's here, we might as well get started. So, we're here to talk about corporate training and to brainstorm a little bit about what we can do moving forward.
Can I begin? We've been working on that for a few weeks and we'd like to share.
Let's hear it.
We've been investing heavily in technical training. We're not only working on tasks and operational aspects, but also on health and safety. That has been our main focus lately because it provides a consistent ROI.
That's true. And it's also our regular guideline for training processes. Chris, what about your people? Have you been working on something else?
We have, Bill. We're going another way, though. We are still investing time and manpower on technical training, but we've been exploring other forms of training.
Like what?
We did some research, and we came to the conclusion that training soft skills is a rising trend in HR management. We've been dedicating some time to that.
What kind of skills are we talking about?
Well, soft skills, you know. We're thinking of negotiation skills, team building, leadership development. What do you make of that, Bill?
It sounds like a good idea on paper, but can we afford the time to do that?
Well, the ROI is not as obvious as with technical training, but we feel like it's been improving morale in our office, and it helps us unlock potential.
But how can we measure if that's an efficient process? We can see direct results from technical training. Soft skills have a much more indirect impact on performance.
True. So maybe we could work on an objective way to measure that improvement. Do you have any ideas?
Maybe we could work on a career tracking system.
That's interesting. How would that work?
If the soft skills training process is really having its intended effect, then we should see much more mobility and career progress over time. Katie, what do you think of that?
I like it. I have to admit, we're very focused on numbers here in the Texas office. So this kind of training is not something we do very often, but this could certainly work.
So maybe we can collaborate on a leadership program and figure out a way to measure its efficiency and effectiveness.
Sounds great. Shoot me an email later and we'll get the ball rolling.
That's excellent. Thank you all. Please keep me posted about whatever you come up with. I'm looking forward to hearing from both of you.
Thanks, Bill. I'll keep you in the loop.
Thanks. We'll get on it straight away.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the call. I'm Bill Hayes, HR Operations Manager, based in New York, and we're here today to discuss our training initiatives.
Good morning, Bill. Hello, everyone. This is Katie Dawson. I'm an HR analyst based in Texas. I'm speaking for my local manager who's on leave.
Good morning. This is Chris Hayek. I'm speaking on behalf of the Denver HR team because we're having issues with our conference call software. We're all listening.
Great. Now that everyone's here, we might as well get started. So, we're here to talk about corporate training and to brainstorm a little bit about what we can do moving forward.
Can I begin? We've been working on that for a few weeks, and we'd like to share.
Let's hear it.
We've been investing heavily in technical training. We're not only working on tasks and operational aspects, but also on health and safety. That has been our main focus lately because it provides a consistent ROI.
That's true, and it's also our regular guideline for training processes. Chris, what about your people? Have you been working on something else?
We have, Bill. We're going another way, though. We are still investing time and manpower on technical training, but we've been exploring other forms of training.
Like what?
We did some research, and we came to the conclusion that training soft skills is a rising trend in HR management. We've been dedicating some time to that.
What kind of skills are we talking about?
Well, soft skills, you know. We're thinking of negotiation skills, team building, leadership development. What do you make of that, Bill?
It sounds like a good idea on paper, but can we afford the time to do that?
Well, the ROI is not as obvious as with technical training, but we feel like it's been improving morale in our office, and it helps us unlock potential.
But how can we measure if that's an efficient process? We can see direct results from technical training. Soft skills have a much more indirect impact on performance.
True. So maybe we could work on an objective way to measure that improvement. Do you have any ideas?
Maybe we could work on a career tracking system.
That's interesting. How would that work?
If the soft skills training process is really having its intended effect, then we should see much more mobility and career progress over time. Katie, what do you think of that?
I like it. I have to admit, we're very focused on numbers here in the Texas office. So this kind of training is not something we do very often, but this could certainly work.
So maybe we can collaborate on a leadership program and figure out a way to measure its efficiency and effectiveness.
Sounds great. Shoot me an email later and we'll get the ball rolling.
That's excellent. Thank you all. Please keep me posted about whatever you come up with. I'm looking forward to hearing from both of you.
Thanks, Bill. I'll keep you in the loop.
Thanks. We'll get on it straight away.